You're listening to BVRN, the Black Vault Radio Network.
You have found your way to the crossroads, the intersection where the normal and the paranormal collide, and there are no absolutes. Join husband and wife team Chris and Mike as they explore paranormal minds across the nation, searching for answers that may not exist. And now, breathing life into the paranormal community, it's the Crossroads Paranormal Radio Show.
It is Sunday, October 5th, 2008, and you're listening to Crossroads Paranormal Radio live on the ParaX Network, all paranormal, all the time. If you're not in our chat room, head on over to www.para-x.com and click on live chat and chat with other listeners while listening to the show. We will take questions from the chat room tonight. And Mike, I believe we're going to allow them to call in.
Sure. Anything they want to do.
Awesome.
If they got a question, since we bring on Bob and Annette here in a little bit, feel free to call in, ask a question, just chit-chat, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, and, you know, normally I try and come up with some weird news or whatever for the first 15 minutes. But first of all, I want to say I missed everybody last week.
Yeah, a ton. Seems like it's been a month, hasn't it?
I know. It's hard to believe that 1 week makes such a huge difference, I guess, when you know, we've only missed a couple of weeks in, almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years, yeah.
So it's really, really weird to go without having a show weekly. But anyway, we were at the Mid-South Convention in Louisville, Kentucky, held by LGHS, and they did an awesome, awesome job. And you know what, Mike? They were extremely friendly.
Oh, yeah. They had a great time.
Yeah, they were extremely friendly. We did not get to make the opening night EVP party, but I heard everybody had a great time there, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, but we didn't make it there.
A lot of stories.
So here's a kind of a very brief, I guess, rundown of the week. And we have some pretty big news, too.
But we'll get
to that at the end. But we got up really early on Saturday, and we arrived in Louisville at about 9:15, and were able to hear some of Bob Honeycutt's presentation, which was really good. I am so kind of bummed that we missed a good chunk of it, because the end part, from what I heard, was awesome.
Yeah.
We didn't get to see as many speakers as we would have liked. I'm going to admit that.
too much chatting.
Yeah, we were catching up with some of our paranormal friends and meeting some of those who have joined us here at the Crossroads, but we've yet had the pleasure to meet face to face. So we had to do that. Going to give a quick shout out. As you can tell, I have notes tonight. Isn't that a rare thing?
Yeah.
Near the paper. So we're going to give a quick shout out to some of the paranormal peeps that were in the Mid-South. Of course, Dave and Tom.
Oh, yes.
And
absolutely.
Mrs. Dave and Mrs. Tom, because I'm terrible with names. The Soper Gang.
Soper.
Was there. Ghostly Talk. Ghost Man and Demon Hunter.
Yes.
We had the great pleasure of finally meeting Tim and Trish Yancey.
Trim and Tease.
Yeah. We changed their names.
Yeah.
Stephen Lachance.
Big guy.
Yeah, we posted some pictures. He is huge. He's like 6'7". The man is so tall.
Yeah.
But absolutely wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
We got to talk to Rochelle Evans again, Christy Hinkle. Of course, our good friend Steve from Gig Paranormal was there.
Got to meet Jackie, first time.
Jackie Carpenter. We got to meet Tanya Kay.
Yes.
For the first time. Yeah. Archbishop James Long was there, Dave Schrader, Patrick Burns.
Yeah.
I want to give a special shout out to Paul from CGH.
CGH Paul. Clarksville Ghost Hunters.
We had him on the show. Oh, my God, it's been a long time. But he had called into one of our shows. Mike, do you remember this? He had actually just called in and was talking about things, about different ways to maybe investigate the paranormal.
Oh, was that just a call in?
He had just called in one night.
Oh, okay.
And said something about, you know, if you're renovating, why not go in with maybe wearing paint suits or whatever, like you're going to renovate, not necessarily renovating the home, and see if you can get some more activity. And I was so interested in what he had to say when he called in that we had to schedule him as a guest. And it was a great, great show with him. And Sorry, Paul, that we weren't at Scarefest. I know you said you were looking for us there, and we weren't there. But
I believe he was in the chat room tonight.
We were finally able to hook up with him at Mid-South, yep. And just amazing. I mean, he is an amazing person. I absolutely adore him, and he is one person that I can honestly say I'm a fan of. Yep. You know, he's.
And don't forget that we got to meet. Mr. Bill Bean.
Yes, I have him down on a special page.
Oh, he's all, he got his own page.
Well, there's two people, actually, that really deserved to be kind of... and of course, you know, I can't forget Keith Age and the Booth Brothers. Yes. And I mean, there's just so many people. Brian, that you guys all know from Ghost Hunters and Ghost Hunters International. But there's a couple of people that I want to give a special shout out to. And one of them is Bill Bean. He was on our show last November, I think it was, Mike.
Yeah, I think it was.
And he's going to be joining us again in December.
Yep.
And he is just an amazing person. And I'm not even talking, Mike, about the paranormal aspect of things.
Just the person in general.
Just an amazing human being. And there's no words. There are no words. The next person that we were really honored to meet was Mr. Rick Hayes.
Yeah.
He's been on our show twice, both times, has been nothing but enjoyable. He has his own show here on Para X. We also got to meet Rhonda.
I gonna say we got to meet the woman behind Rick.
Yeah.
The one that I generally talk with.
Yeah. Yeah. And she is just a hoot. And, it's really funny because Rick and I, once we get talking, forget it. Forget it. And Mike and Rhonda are kind of just there, I think. But... There's no words.
Yeah.
I mean, there is really no words. I absolutely adore Rick Hayes. He has an open invitation to anything and everything we do, and just a wonderful person. I do want to say what I thought was very unique about this, Mike, and I know you missed some of this, and we're going to talk about why you missed some of this, was the Aaron Houdini presentation. Aaron Houdini is the last living Houdini, and he currently holds the world record for straitjacket escape.
Amongst other
things. Yeah, and I think it's like straitjacket escape upside down, and he just did some, I hate calling them magic tricks because that sounds so corny, but he just is amazing, and he added such humor to his show that, you know, we were laughing, we were amazed. And then when he did the straitjacket escape for us, it was so cool. I've never seen anybody do that live. So I was just, I was just in awe about that. I thought it was really, really cool. And it was standing room only for the straitjacket escape. Mike, you even made it in for that.
Yeah, I made it just in time for that.
But just great. If you get a chance to ever see Aaron Houdini, go do it. You will not be disappointed.
No.
The next person I want to talk about is Bill Chappell. And some people may not know who Bill Chappell is, but he is the creator of the Paranormal Puck. He is the creator of the Ovilus.
Yep.
And we had a chance when we were up at PRISM, up in Michigan, to the PRISM convention this year. We had the opportunity to investigate the Opera House, and we were with Patrick Burns. And that was our first look ever at the Ovilus.
Yes.
And it kind of caught our interest that night, and I tried to convince Patrick that he needed to donate it to a charity, and I was the charity. However, I did not walk away with Patrick's Ovilus, and his was actually made specifically for him. There were certain people that, you know, first got them, and it says made for Patrick Burns on it. So it's a really cool piece of equipment. So when we found out Bill Chappell was going to be talking at the Midwest or Mid-South, we could not miss it. So we were there. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. We were there Sunday morning to watch Bill Chappell's presentation, and I think you're going to see some more of his equipment pop up in different shows. I know it was just on Paranormal State. The Ovilus was used. But what was really cool about Bill is he had a lot of giveaways and that kind of stuff, and he loves screaming. He loves to hear people scream, and he gave away some T-shirts, and he gave away like three paranormal pucks,
and those,
and the talkers,
spirit talker.
It's just called the talker. Mm-hmm. His website is Digital Dowsing. Uh-huh. So if you want to check it out. Then he gave away two Ovilises. Uh-huh. And both of them actually made it to Indiana.
Yes, they did.
Wolfgang Paranormal, they won one, and it was the Shower Scream. And we all
that
voted
was
on.
Good, yeah,
yeah. We all.
I think my ears are still bleeding.
Oh
from that
my
one.
Gosh, the one was just insane. Right. There was two girls that were really really good, but Wolfgang.
Yeah.
Won one, which is great. They were at our paranormal meet and greet, and you know, just wonderful people. And I do think they stalk me though. You know, I told them I was going to say it because it seemed like everywhere I went, I ran into them at Mid-South.
So you said two people from Indiana. Who was the other one?
Oh, well, that would be you.
Oh, yes, it would.
Yes, it would.
Yes, it would.
Mike won an Ovilus, and yes, it has been glued to my hand.
Imagine that. Huh?
Well, and here's the funny thing. We're in Louisville. We have no idea where we're going. Okay. As a matter of fact, the hotel that our street was on is not even on GPS. Like, it says no road exists. Meanwhile, we were there. We were leaving, and I said to Mike, I said, oh, God, it'd be so cool if I could find a Radio Shack. You know, I need a speaker to use the dictionary and phonetic mode on the Ovilus. And we had no idea where a Radio Shack was. And our GPS wanted us to go one way. I said to Mike, no, we don't want to go on 264. We want to go on 65. So I made Mike turn the other way. Lo and behold, it really seemed like an odd place for a Radio Shack because there was really no other shopping, but there was a Radio Shack. And I'm like, oh, my God, pull in.
So you are psycho. See, I've been telling you that.
Yeah, so he pulled in, and we got this little tiny speaker and plugged into the Ovilus, and Mike had to listen to random words all the way home.
Yes, I did. but no, it's cool. At least now we have that equipment. We can, you know, we got some investigations coming up. We'll get to utilize it, and... we're going to go to Loveland Castle on November 1st and do some presentations and stuff, and we will get to talk about it.
Yeah, Bill Chappell's going to send us some more information on it, and we are going to be talking about the Ovilus at the Loveland Castle and introducing it to some people. Now, we did play with it yesterday.
Yes, we did.
And we went to, I hate to say this, but we went to a cemetery where I know the story of this woman and her two children passed away. And I know how they passed away. I've talked to police officers that responded to the call. But we went there to the cemetery. We were sitting in the car, actually, with the Ovilus. And ironically, you know, I'm not convinced that the Ovilus is definitely, you know, the key to everything.
Oh, yeah.
There are certain words that you do hear quite a bit. But what was really interesting is... we're sitting there, and it came out with the word brother.
Mm-hmm.
It came out with the word medicine, which we had not heard before.
Mm-hmm.
It came out with the word fell.
Fell or fall, yeah.
Yeah. So there was words that were definitely tied to this. So coincidence, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely worth looking at, though. I do want to say a lot of people have said, you know, oh, but the Ovilus says for entertainment purposes only. So does a Ouija board.
Yeah,
and the reason why is, you know, the Ovilus is something that is a piece of equipment that still needs to be used to see what it can bring to the paranormal community, and it's also, you know, protecting Bill Chappell himself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that's on there. It doesn't mean that he thinks it's a toy. By no means.
Yep.
Does Bill Chappell think that is a toy? There are very stringent things you have to sign off on that we even had to sign, or that Mike had to sign off on when he won it. So we're going to
We will
report on that and let everybody know.
And we'll give him feedback.
Most definitely. Most definitely. It's great, though. I love it. I absolutely love it. Gosh. The big news? Okay, so it's big for me. And for the listeners that have listened to our show for a while, I made it to Waverly Hills.
Oh, yes, yes.
I
forgot about that.
Finally put my feet on the ground at Waverly Hills Sanatorium. And, so it wasn't to investigate.
No.
I'm going to say that. But this is why Mike missed Aaron Houdini, too, because he was talking to Paul. He was giving him some details about the haunted house at Waverly. So we went to go do that. We did the haunted house thing. I can say there's been better haunted houses.
Yeah.
You know, that I've been to. Did I jump? Yes, multiple times. But it's that banging. It's that, you know, it wasn't the actors or anything. I mean, hello. I know they're not real, but it's that banging and those odd noises that you hear, like where they jump out and scare you. And I kept yelling at Mike because I thought he was hitting me with a body bag in one of the rooms, but apparently they were swinging them at us, and I just kept yelling at Mike. So that was kind of interesting. Yeah, I did make it to Waverly, so I'm pretty stoked about that. Had an opportunity to just talk to some great, great people and hear some really good talks.
Oh, yeah.
It was definitely worth it. I mean, we'll be there again next year.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt in my mind. And
any other one we could fit in.
Yeah, it was just great being able to talk to some of our paranormal friends that, you know, we haven't seen and in a while and meet some of those people that we've wanted to meet. So I just want to thank everybody for the hospitality. They were absolutely great.
Yep.
Now, tonight at the Crossroads, we are bringing back the Indie Ghost Hunters. They were on our show probably over a year ago, if not close to a year ago now. They are hosting, I believe, the After Dark and After Hours party at the historic Hanna House in Indianapolis. The scaring hours are from 7 p.m. to midnight. The cost is $15 for adults, $12 for children. And then right after the scaring hours is the After Hours party. It's $5 for the party. And there is going to be two guests that will win a grand prize raffle, which is a chance to investigate Waverly Hills.
Wow.
That's right.
All right. Well,
Waverly Hills. So tonight we are going to be joined by Bob and Annette from Indie Ghost Hunters. Absolutely love the group. I consider them family. Their website, guys, if you want to check it out before they hop on here with us, it's IndieGhostHunters.com. And for more information about the haunted house at the Hanna House, I'm going to cough again, head on over to www.hannamansion.org. And with that, Mike, why don't we just go to break?
There we go.
All right.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? I'm Andrew Hoffman. I invented the Lost Cat Magnet. Just turn it on and Lost Cat stick to it. Just listen to one satisfied cat. That's proof. You should invent stuff too. But remember, don't do a Lost Cat Magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
My first week home was great. We had a party.
2 o'clock in the morning, they were waiting for me.
My niece was waiting for me at the airport with a sign.
There was a huge sign across my front house, and it said, "Welcome home, Megan."
They lifted me up on their shoulders. And
the first week back, people just said thank you.
Now, what about the second week? A new generation of veterans is coming home. Make a difference for them at welcomebackveterans.org.
Brought to you by WelcomeBackVeterans.org, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, and the Ad Council.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
Okay, we are back. I don't know where my partner in crime is, but she must have fell asleep.
Well, my laptop just, like, crashed.
Did you crash?
Completely.
Oh, no.
This is not good.
No,
mayday,
no.
Mayday. Laptop down, laptop down. I can't have
you
this.
Can still talk, so. Okay, what? We do have someone on the line. I don't know whether it's going to be Annette or Bob, but we will bring them on. So, hello, whoever you are, and welcome to CPR Show.
Well, that's not Annette.
Hey, Bob, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great.
Now, I'm going to warn you right now, for some reason, my reception's cutting in and out on my cell phone, so if you lose me, just be patient. I'll find my way back.
All right, no problem. You sound pretty good right now.
Yeah, I think as long as I'm standing here next to the window, I'm okay.
Don't move.
Well, I just hope there's no storm in your area.
But, you know, I still got my clothes on. We're cool.
There we go.
Yes, we must think of our neighbors.
How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. We're really excited about next weekend.
Oh, I tell you what, it's going to be a big deal, and I think there's going to be a lot of people that are really going to have a good time Saturday.
Well, we're going to have to talk about that. And I don't know. Did you scare Annette off, Mike?
Maybe I did. I don't know.
I mean, I know you've been talking with her. You probably scared her. So why don't you start off, first of all, because this is a big, big deal at the Hanna House coming up this weekend with the Indie Ghost Hunters and the Hanna House. Why don't you talk a little bit about that, Bob?
Well, I tell you what, I know what Annette really has all the lowdown on it, so I really wish she was here.
Ah.
But what it's going to be is we're going to have things set up during the scaring hours, which is from 7 to midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And what it'll be is, you know, I can't remember the cost, but I think what they can do, people will do is I think it's like $12 to go through the haunted house.
It's $15 for adults and $12 for children.
Good. I'm glad somebody knows what's going on.
I just fake it.
But what it's going to be is then if you want to come to the after party, which is after the haunted house closes up, it's an extra $5 to come into that. But from what I understand is we're going to have a live band where, and I guess during the 7 to 12, there is going to be a DJ playing as well.
Awesome.
But, and then we're going to have our booth set up so people can see that the Hanna House actually does have activity going on. We're going to be mm-hmm. there to show people what we have caught and kind of give them a background, say, you know, like when you're walking through the house and you're in this area,
yeah.
you might not be getting scared by somebody that's in there.
Awesome.
At least alive, anyway.
Now, is the part that's going on from 7 to 12, is that outside?
No, it's through the house, Mike.
Yeah, from what I understand, this is the first year in a long time they've actually opened up the house part for people to actually go through as part of the haunted house. That's really going to be neat for people who haven't been, even if you've been to the Hanna House for the haunted house the last few years, it's going to be a really unique experience because we were just there and did a little mini hunt
mm-hmm.
A week ago, and we actually picked up some stuff, and I didn't even think about sending it to you guys so you could play it, but we picked up a couple of EVP, so the place is raring and ready to go for anybody to come through it, that's
awesome.
For sure.
Well, Bob, I think I got someone here to help bail you out, so Annette, are you here?
Yep, it's me.
There you go. Bob was getting worried. He was sweating through the radio.
Oh, sorry.
you know me. If I don't know an answer, I'll make up something that sounds good anyway.
Yeah.
So how are you?
I'm sorry?
I said, so how are you?
Oh, doing good, doing good.
Awesome.
I had difficulties with my phone not wanting to work, I was, like, starting to panic myself.
Yeah, that would have been bad, because then they would have been stuck with just me.
Yeah. I think we'd have been fine.
But, Bob, you and I, when we get together, we have no problem talking.
Oh, no, I mean, we kill an hour and not even realize it's gone. That's the funny thing about it.
That is. So, Annette, let's hear your take on what's going to happen next weekend.
Well, next weekend, basically, our original idea was just to be able to bring paranormal groups or just people who, you know, love watching all the shows or who are just really into Halloween and just bring them all together to have fun and celebrate our yearly occasion. And we thought, well, what better place to do it at than the Hanna Mansion, because everybody in Indiana knows about the Hanna Mansion and its great history. And we're just going to have psychics and tarot card readers. We're going to have the Evil Joy Burlesque Girls, which are a local group in Indianapolis. They're going to be there, not performing, but just there kind of as guests to walk around, work the crowd, that sort of thing. We're also going to have the Naptown Roller Derby Girls. They're going to be there, which they're actually on the cover of the Indianapolis magazine this month. So that's going to be really neat. We're also going to have a live band there. I'm not sure if I can say their name on air.
Sure.
It's kind of a bad word.
Oh.
Oh, it's like Itch Slap.
Yeah.
But with
a
B in front.
Yes. Yes. So, and I didn't know, actually, I didn't know their name right away. So I thought it was cool. You know, they'll come and perform. And then one day I was like, oh, by the way, what's your name? And they told me, I was like, oh. Can I even put that on the internet in a little video? So, yeah, so it's going to be really neat, and we're just all very excited about it.
That we are, too. And I was telling Mike about the burlesque about that. Those girls, I can't even get it out. Yeah. That's going to be there. And I said to Mike, I said, now you need to remember where your table is.
Yeah, they can come over and help me on the radio show.
Oh, I'm so sure.
Yeah, no.
Have you seen the video, Mike?
No, I don't think I have.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness. I'll email it.
I'll be looking that up here in just a little while.
But whose idea was that, Annette?
Do what?
Whose idea was that?
Well, it was mine, and I actually, to be honest, I had not seen the video first.
Okay.
But I had heard about the group, and, you know, I had seen some pictures, but none of them were like the video.
Oh, well, yeah, Michael, want to see it.
It was a very interesting little piece when Bob sent it to me. Yeah. I was quite surprised.
I've got to screen things, you know, before we bring them on.
I've got to screen them.
Yeah, but I also said the good news is they're not performing because it is a kind of a family event. And, of course, one of our special guests, I'm so excited that sometimes I forget things. One of our special guests is going to be Ghost Hunting 101, and we're going to have Mary Ellen and Jason from Ghost Hunting 101. So that's going to be really exciting. And I think I heard something about, Jason's going to be handing out beer.
Yeah, I heard that.
Free DVDs of their show.
Wow.
So that'll be neat. Let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, and you guys are going to be there.
Yeah, I think so. That's, I think I have that something written down, scratched in my calendar
something
or something.
About that.
You know,
it just wouldn't be an event without you guys there. That's all there is to
Well,
it, you
know? we were very flattered when Annette asked us, and of course, you know, we didn't even think twice.
Oh,
we're going to be there, and it's our pleasure. We thank you very much for thinking of us.
You're very welcome. We love you guys. We think you guys are great.
Oh, well, ditto. I mean, you guys have been around for a long time. Let's talk about the Indie Ghost Hunters. You guys have been, I mean, you know, I don't want to call you old, but.
Well, Bob's old.
Careful. You know, I do have a pile of evidence over here and he's reviewed in that.
Ooh, well. Well, in that case, he's young. He's pretty young.
So let's talk.
He's young at heart. Let's put it that way.
Okay. So let's talk about the group. How did it start? Why did it start?
Well, it got started back. Well, it all kind of goes back to when my mother passed away when I was 15 years old. Always kind of had that feeling like, you know, is she still around? I went through all, you know, went to church and all that stuff, and I was getting what they told me, but I was kind of like, okay, I just want to know more. Mm-hmm. And that's really kind of got going. Then as I got older and as I discovered the internet, then I was like, hey, there's other people out here to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then what really got it going was we took a trip to Gettysburg, and my wife, my son, and I, who actually started the group, I pulled up and I parked in the middle of the battlefield. And of course, this was after dark, you know, after the so-called closing of the park. So we were in there for hours, and I stopped the car, shut off the engine, and we actually heard moaning. And it sounded like the moaning was coming towards us. And of course, everybody's telling me go, 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 and I'm like, just wait a minute, you know. But you know, they overruled me 3-1, so we started up and we left, and that was the actual beginning of the whole deal. Okay. Ever since then, it's just kind of been one of those things where when we go on vacation, we always made sure that we went somewhere where we could check someplace out. And then about 2005 is when we started adding members, and Annette was the first one we added, and now we're up to 14 strong. So
wow,
it's been quite a ride ever since, that's for sure.
Well, and I do want to say too, you know, Crossroads, as everybody knows, is a big fan of meet and greets and started the trend of paranormal meet and greets, at least in Indiana.
Right.
And you guys have come and supported us in that. And Bob, your daughter and you were actually somewhat featured in the spread that the Indy Star did. On the paranormal,
I lowered my price on autographs too.
Well, you tried to charge me for an autograph. I'm like, what? We gave them your name.
I tell you what, I've got one for you, and it's all yours. Okay?
but I do want to say, and I know I told you guys this at the meet and greet, but you guys represented the paranormal community so well, and the lady that wrote the article did a fantastic job. Yeah. A fantastic job.
That was Lori Darvis, and I tell you what, she was just unbelievable. We got talking on the telephone, and next thing you know, it was kind of like when you and I get talking when we run into each other. Next thing you know, we were an hour in, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, I gotta go." So, and it was just really amazing. And like you said, she just really did a great job on that whole thing.
We actually took it and had it laminated.
Yes, we did,
so we could keep it for a long time.
Yes, we took it to Kinko's and had them laminate the thing because it was. It was one of those, and I, you know, by no means do I want to take credit or anything like that, but it was one of those proud moments for me, you know, looking at it going, my God, these are the people that we associate with, and you guys are just top notch.
Oh, yes.
You know, absolutely. And
well, thank you.
It's a great feeling. So, let's...
Really, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't have even gotten that article, because when Stacy and I went, we thought we were just going to be part of a little bit of everybody. And then when Ryan called me up and said, "Have you seen the paper today?" I said, "No." And he goes, "Go get one and call me back."
Well, and it was funny because out of that big article, I mean, there was a little blurb when Danny spoke to the reporter, and you know, Danny and my name were down, you know, in this little blurb. But it was so funny because I got to work. And my full-time associate goes, "Were you guys in the Indy Star today?" And I'm like, "Well, I don't know. I don't pick up that paper." And she goes, "My mom called me first thing this morning going, 'Is Chris Baker your boss?'" And I was like, out of all that, she got that. You know, that's what she came up with. But it was...
Oh, that's funny.
It was. So I went and bought like two or three papers after that because... I picked up one and went, "Oh my God, this is amazing," you know, and I called Mike and I'm like, "I cannot wait till you see this. This is the bomb." But it was.
Well, the funny part about that whole thing was that that cover photo was just trying to get Stacy and I to keep a straight face long enough for the guy to even take the picture.
Well, and she looked like she was just mad at the world.
Oh, you know, and I've seen that look before, too, believe me.
But, yeah, I mean, it was absolutely great, and we always have a great time. You guys have been to Phenomicon. You've been at least two meet and greets that I know of, if not all three that we've had. You guys are just doing a lot of things and getting involved in a lot of things, and that's absolutely amazing. That's what it's about. And I think that's one of the things why you guys have my utmost respect, is you're about... I hate using the word unity anymore, because we're never going to achieve unity if we don't achieve respect.
Right.
And, you know, that's one of the things you guys, you know, exemplify, is you respect other groups and you work with other groups. And, you know, you guys agree to disagree.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, and it's like, and that's how it should be. I mean, if groups are really going to learn from each other, they're going to have to. You know, there's nobody's right, nobody's wrong. Mm-hmm. Everybody just has different ways that they do things. And if we really pay attention to each other, we can really learn a lot from each other.
Absolutely.
Most definitely. I know I want to take the Ovilus in the Hannah house when we're there.
they may not know about that.
Yeah, Mike won an Ovilus.
Oh, the Ovilus won?
Yeah. Yes, he won one at the Mid-South.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
So we are...
when you go in, let me go with you, because I want to see how that works.
Yeah, because that's one of the things that, you know, that always pulls me to you guys, is because you guys have all that fantastic equipment, mm-hmm. you know, that I can just drool over.
Yes, well, but now we have an Ovilus.
Yeah, but I do have one little toy.
But you're one up on us right now.
But I do want to talk to you guys, too, and this is going to be public, so you can't back out. That's the cool thing. as you know, I am writing a book, and it was going to be basically based on Lafayette area, and I've been contacted by the editor, and they want me to expand my book. And
cool.
I would really love to include some of your investigations from the Hannah House in the book.
Sure.
Just so
tell us what you need.
That'd be awesome.
And you know, just the personal experiences and stuff like that from the Hannah House. Because everybody knows the history. It's been written about multiple times. There's going to be a brief history in the book about the Hannah House, but it's really going to focus on people's experiences that they've had mm-hmm. while in the house. So, of course, I'm going to talk to the Hannah House staff, but you guys are the one group that I would love for you guys to have your input in. And, of course, you will be given proper credit in the book. And, of course, I'm going to do, like, a links page in the back. So
that'd be great. I mean, you really don't know how much we really appreciate that.
Oh, well, you guys have just done some fantastic things. And let's talk a little bit. I know everybody's, like, going, oh, God, the Hannah House. But, yeah, the Hannah House. What are some of your experiences without, you know, giving away the farm? But these people that are going to come out on the weekend, what can they expect? What areas should they be more aware of?
Well, I know that we've had caught some incredible EVPs on the second floor, and especially in Grandma's room. The first year we were there, myself and one other of our investigators in Grandma's room, and they'll point that out to you when you get upstairs, that both of us were feeling extreme pressure on our chest while we were in that room.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we left, then the pressure lifted off. The second year we went, we had a camera set up in that room, and we actually picked up that EVP that said, leave the house. And that's on video. And then also down around, I think for the most part, they're going to experience the feeling that they're going to be being watched. There's a good chance that they could be touched by something. You know, just things like that. But the main thing is it's going to be tough because of the way they've got that haunted house set up right now anyway. I mean, it's just going to be between the experience of that and then whatever else might be there with them, it's just going to be, I don't think you'll ever come up with a better haunted house. Ever.
Well, I think what is really cool is a lot of people, when they say they've visited the haunted Hannah House, they focus a lot on the basement.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I guess in a way, rightfully so, but this is what I've said all along. When you really know the history of a place before going in, it can cause fixation. And a lot of people, you know, just automatically want to go to the basement. That's where they want to stay. It's really funny because it's Grandma's room that gives me the creeps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, and it's between, we've really just kind of caught things all over that house. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first year we were there, we were getting just unbelievable EMF activity just in the main, as you walk in the front door, just there's like a parlor kind of off to the, you walk in the front door, it'd be to the right. Yeah, it's kind of opposite the side where normally everybody goes in and sets up there where the fireplace is and everything. But between that and just the second floor, and I tell you what, we had a lot of stuff go on in the attic also.
Well,
I don't think they're running anybody up into the attic.
No, it's really, and it's hot up there too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's either hot or cold. Take your pick.
Yeah. So what is some of your memorable investigation? Oh, before I do that. Annette, I heard rumor that there's going to be a grand prize raffle at this event.
Oh, yes, there will be.
Do
you know what the rumor was as to where?
I heard that it was going to be a chance to investigate Waverly Hills.
Yes, and we are still in the process of planning what day this will exactly be on, but it's going to be sometime, we're thinking the beginning of next year.
Okay.
So it's going to be neat because we did this something similar a couple of years back, but it was to investigate with us at the Hannah Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually went rather well. The people who were with us, they were very quiet the entire time, and they loved it. And they had never done anything like this because we actually raffled it off at a hockey game. So something
totally out there, not
even a Halloween event.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. And these people, they were never into anything like it. I don't think they even really believed in the paranormal. And they went and they said after that, they so believe, and now they would love to go again.
And so, we're talking Waverly. Like,
I know.
Waverly.
That's like the granddaddy.
Yeah.
The granddaddy of places to go.
Well, that's what I said. I was just there not to investigate. I just got to step on the land, and I was ready to pee. Can I say that on air? Too late. We're not on delay. But I was. I said to Mike, can you take a picture of me licking the building? I I'm here.
Well, the whole thing is probably what we will won't know for sure until January because they're booked for the rest of the year, and
right.
we can't. They told us to wait and call in January so we can get a date and time set up. So we're trying to find a time when the weather's going to be fairly nice and all that, so we don't have to worry about walking around in parkas like we did when we were at the Crump Theater a couple of years ago. So yeah, we're kind of looking forward to that, and I tell you what, it's going to be amazing in its own. I can only imagine if this is somebody's first paranormal experience. They'll never be the same. They really won't.
No, to get to go to Waverly, and I mean, you know, we're only, what, 2.5-3 hours away from there, Mike?
Yep.
Give or take. And I mean, I just finally got to go. So it's a huge, huge opportunity. So make sure you sign up for that raffle when you're there, guys. you won't want to miss that for sure. For sure.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to be giving away other things. We've got, I think, an Indie Ghost Hunters t-shirt. We're going to have, like, a scary movie.
I promise one of our group won't win it this time.
Yeah, we won't win it. We're not going to even sign up this time. We promise. So, I've done a lot of neat little things that we're going to raffle off, so. And then, of course, the granddaddy prize will be last, so.
Oh,
of
yeah,
course
absolutely.
It will. Of mm-hmm. course. That is so cool, though. And just, yeah, I'm telling you guys, you don't want to miss this event. You do not want to miss it.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday, October 11th, 7 p.m.
This Saturday.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Very good, Mike. What's the website?
www.hannahmansion.com.
.org. You were so close.
So close.
It's actually thehannahmansion.org, but, you know.
So close.
So close.
So close. Hey. So where else have you guys...
Hey, I'm giving you points, Mike.
Suck up. So what else have you guys been doing lately? Investigations keeping you busy?
Oh, we've been incredibly busy. We just had a small private residence last night.
Mm-hmm.
Last weekend, we were doing a mini hunt at the Hannah House.
Okay.
The weekend before that, we teamed up with Todd Phelps, the NSPI, and Tobin from up at Quest, and
yep.
We went out to Central State.
Mm.
And that place was just incredible on its own. I could have probably spent a couple nights in there and probably not had a chance to cover the whole place.
Yeah, we were actually there 8 hours.
Wow. I'd like to go there, too.
It was a lot of fun. We're going through the tunnels and everything.
Wow.
And that's not, well, again, you know, not something a lot of people get to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. And it's like, it was just one of those things where Todd, he had an opportunity. They were, Todd and Tobin were out there doing some work with the guys that do a show here in town called Doing Indy,
mm-hmm.
which kind of lets you know what's going on in Indianapolis. And they were just like, well, they just asked us if we'd be wanted to come along while they were doing that and check the place out. And I was, you know, kind of like, well, sure.
Yeah. That's almost like one of those duh moments.
Yeah. So, you know, it was...
Say no, we'll pass it up.
Yeah, exactly. I would have slapped jizz.
Now, I believe also...
But, you know, but it was really great to get to work with, you know, with Todd and Tobin and those guys. And, you know, granted, they were busy doing the video stuff, so we didn't see them a whole lot, but I just want to thank those guys for giving us an opportunity to even get into the place. It was just, it's probably something I'll never forget, that's for sure, especially with some of the activity that we caught while we were out there.
That's awesome.
So we did have some K2 action while we were out there, so that was pretty amazing. I'm getting ready to put the video up of that on our website.
Oh, cool.
Guys, I'll stop by and check it out.
Most definitely, because I'm about ready to take my K2 meter and... toss it down the street and drive over it with my car. I'm getting very frustrated. And you know, I know ghosts don't perform on command, but my God, all these people are like, oh, I'm getting activity with the K2. I'm like, mine must not work. That's all I can say. It must not work. I have begged, I have pleaded, I have sung, I have done everything except expose myself.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you say you sang?
Oh, yes, I did. And after I sang, I did say, this is not for air on Crossroads Paranormal Radio.
I've not had the pleasure to really, well, I did see it work at our mini hunt,
mm-hmm.
but we were doing the mini hunt for the paper wanted to come and see kind of what we do. So we were like, okay, let's do this quick little mini hunt just right. so they can kind of see how we set up and everything. And that's the only time I got to see it work. Other than that, everybody else, every time I'm not there, it works.
Yeah, see, we must be like the K2 repellents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I did. I was like, please, please. No, nothing. And, I mean, it was so bad. My begging became so unbearable that the people that were with us was going, oh, my God, please light up. Make her stop, please. You know, they were started begging because they wanted me to shut up. So...
yeah. Well, let's just say when we were at the Central State, by using the K2 meter, we found out that in the area that we were in, whoever was with us was, I think we found out it was a female and it was 21 years old. And then all of a sudden we just lost it. Everything just went dead. So,
wow.
And the area that we were in, there was no power on in that end of the building. So that kind of makes you really think real hard and kind of lets the hair stand up on back of your neck a little bit, too.
Well, and we're seeing the K2 meter a lot in the television shows, and they seem to be getting some positive reaction, you know, from the spirit world. I don't know. I don't know. I, you know, unless it just hates me, then, you know. I mean, I was at what has actually been labeled as one of the most haunted areas up here. And didn't get a thing. Not a thing. Nothing. Nothing.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they were just in there kind of looking and saying, you know, we could go do this, but it's just way too much fun watching Chris.
You know?
That's probably what it was.
That's what I've always said. Yeah. Put yourself on the other side. Yeah. And then, you know, you get those epiphany moments when you're investigating. And I realized a song that was sung, you know, for many years and is still probably sung. I'm like, wow, that is like the most racist song I've ever heard in my life. You know? So... You know, so then I get on these tyrants of things, and yeah, the ghosts are probably going, oh my God, please get her out of here. You know, she's annoying me.
Now, you guys are also on tap to head back down to Loveland November 1st like we are, right?
As far as I know, yeah. We're still good to go. I mean, I've sent those guys. It was funny because, you know, they said that there was you guys and the group from Kentucky and one other group, and I emailed them. I said, well, is that us? Because I told you we would come, and I haven't heard anything back from them. So I'll have to find out for sure. But as far as I know, that's where we're going to be November the 1st, right there with you guys.
Yeah, because they've been emailing me. Maybe I need to forward my email, that address, to Annette so that maybe they've changed or... something, and maybe they're not getting your emails.
Are you talking to Sir Larry or to Sir Joe?
Larry.
Okay.
And I don't know what it is off the top of my head. It's on my other computer, but I'll forward that down to you. That way you have it and make sure, you know, you can cross-reference them maybe.
Yeah, and that's coming up quick. I mean, it's, like I said, the 11th.
Was that 3 weeks away, something like that?
Yeah,
and we have two investigations back-to-back next weekend and the weekend after, and then we're in Loveland, you know. So we're just, I think, as busy. I think everybody's very busy. Of course, it's that time of year. But I want to ask you guys, too, because you guys do a lot of investigations. Have you noticed that more and more people are claiming demonic activity?
Well, I'm not so sure about demonic activity, but it just seems like that we've just been overwhelmed with residential requests, and it seems like they're all the same. They all keep telling me about the same type of stuff that's going on, like they're seeing shadows, they're hearing this, they're seeing that, you know, and it's just, and when I sit down, I kind of put them all together and compare notes, you know, one of the things I ask them now, say, so do you watch the shows on TV? Mm-hmm. And almost every one of them are like, yes. I don't know if they're just, if the TV shows are making them more aware of what's going on around them, or if they're just so involved in the TV shows, they're actually just wanting something to be there. I haven't figured that one out yet.
And you know, that's what I've always said. I think there's a lot of people out there that want to have a haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The people that I've found, some of the people that we've investigated where they have concerns, you know, out of their mouth, a lot of times will come, you know, people wish for this. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Right.
You know, those are the people that...
And we've had a couple of those where people are like, oh, just, you know, just get rid of it.
Well, we've had people saying, like, you know, I don't care if you have to sacrifice a goat in my living room, you know, just do something. And it's like,
you know, but I'd say for the most part, once people, you know, we show up and show them that we've caught something, and it's kind of along the same lines of what they've been doing. A lot of times they're just relieved that they're not the only ones and they're not losing their minds more than anything. Yeah. And once we find that out and we talk to them a little bit, they're usually like, okay, we'll give it a chance, and if it gets worse, we'll call you back.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and not even if you found something, because we had one here about a year ago that, and we didn't find anything. But I think talking with them and
educating
explaining
them,
you know, they would tell us what they seen or heard or what have you. And so we would, you know, do some things and
even if
try
we couldn't
to reenact it.
Even if we couldn't explain it, though.
Right. But we could say this is a good possibility, you know, that this could be happening. And I believe they've been happy ever since.
You know, I still get emails from them.
Do you?
I do. They were the ones that gave us the mugs.
Yes.
And it said something about Crossroads Paranormal put... a husband, wife, two kids, and a dog above the paranormal. They made us these mugs.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's cool. That is great.
It was probably one of the most wonderful gifts I've ever received in my life. But even just educating them, you know, take back your home. And I sincerely believe 98% of the time, if it is an intelligent haunt, if the homeowner, it's not going to do me any good standing in the middle of the room going, get out, ghost, you don't belong here. They're going to look at me and go, I don't even know who you are.
Get out, you don't belong here either.
Exactly. But if the homeowner says it and says it with conviction, not screaming, not yelling, but truly meaning it, you know, it helps. You know, I don't do house cleansings. I don't come in. Do you guys do house cleansings?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that was really quick, Annette. No.
I was hoping you'd say, yeah, you go over here and clean my... Oh, cleanse. I'm
cleanse,
sorry.
Yeah, not clean.
Yeah, I don't do that either. That's what my husband's for.
Amen, sister.
I know.
But, you know, a lot of people do go, well, we really want a house cleansing. We don't do that. You know, there's a couple of people in town here that I know do, and they're ones that, you know... I guess have studied it and understand it. I don't. But I think no matter what you do, it's putting the faith into it that you believe in it. So I think anybody could take a teacup around a room and hold it in the corner, you know, and say, you know, you're not welcome here. You need to go. And the teacup thing was for Danielle Garrison. She's in the chat room. And one of her famous lines when it comes to the Ouija board is, what's the difference between a Ouija board and rocks and teacups? So... That was for her. So what else have you guys got coming up other than, okay, so you've got this event at the Hanna House. You're going to be at Loveland. What's up for the rest of the year?
Well, we've actually got a couple of private investigations that have come up that we still have to schedule yet. And then we've got, we've been going through some classes at a place called the Inner Path.
Oh, interesting.
And, you know, just been kind of telling them what we do and stuff like that. So there's been some talk with some people there about them possibly having a seance and maybe us monitoring the seance so that way if they see they're picking something up and we're picking stuff up, that way we can kind of verify it for them that there is something going on. So, but, you know, we haven't heard anything about that yet, so we're hoping that maybe something will come down the road here pretty soon. We can get that scheduled, too. So
I think that would be very cool.
Well, you know, it's something that we've never done before, and I just think it would be interesting to try just to see, just to kind of cross the scientific into, I don't know what you would, into the spiritual side of it, and just kind of get that cross-verification of things. And yeah, it might help both groups out with their research, so.
Hmm. I would love to sit in on a real seance.
Yeah.
I think that would just be mind-blowing to me. Because, again, sometimes it's a pill I can't swallow. It's just a little too big to go, yeah, okay. You know, but I think it would be very interesting, and especially with you guys applying the scientific aspect to things. And while we're talking about that, do you guys use psychics or mediums on your investigations?
You know, we've got some people in our group that are kind of sensitive to things. I wouldn't necessarily go so far as to say they're psychic. or their mediums or anything, but they just seem to be a little bit more in tune with, you know, they're usually the first ones to start getting the strange feelings. Mm-hmm. But I'm not beyond taking somebody that we went to one private investigation that was the lady had been talking to a psychic, so she wanted to bring him in while we were there, so we did, and we followed him around, and, you know, we're still in the middle of review on that one, so I'm still interested to see if some of the things he said are picked up anywhere on any of our recorders or any of our video or anything. So, and, you know, that's just like one of those things that's just, I don't know. It's not like I'm not going to say no, we won't ever use one, but you just got to be so careful to make sure you got somebody that's just not, want to find somebody that's legit, you know, and have them come with you when you're going to do something. So, but, yeah, well, like I said, we don't normally, but, you know, we're not being, if it's someplace where we think we need to bring one, then we would definitely research one and find one that we wanted to, that we felt comfortable with. And after we tested them and all that stuff, then we would probably bring them along with us.
Okay. Well, I, like I said, we don't have one on the team, but we have used some in the past. Now, what about the history of a location? Do you guys investigate now? Do you research prior to the investigation, or do you do it after the investigation?
Actually, we kind of do it. What we'll do is when somebody first contacts us, we'll get their address. And then, you know, we send it out to different team members, and everybody starts looking into it beforehand. And then we'll sit down with them and do a preliminary investigation where we just kind of go in, and it gives them a chance to meet us and us a chance to meet them. And then we can kind of go through the house and get a feeling for, you know, mainly where equipment needs to be set up. And you know, a lot of times maybe we can just kind of get a feel for if there's actually something going on or if it's just some kind of natural occurrence that's causing all their problems too.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we walk away with that, then we can research a little deeper, because it seems like once we meet people, they get to feel a little bit more comfortable with us, and then the story gets a little bit deeper, a little bit more involved. We get a little bit more information to go on. And then we try to go into an investigation with as much, knowing as much as we can ahead of time. And then sometimes we find things out while we're at the investigation where we have to go back and look into things some more. And just, yeah, it's just kind of a constant thing until we get to a point where we can kind of figure out what might have caused this, you know, or what might not have, and just kind of go from there. Yeah, so we're kind of, it's kind of a thing, as soon as somebody contacts us and gives us an address, we're started on it.
Is there any place that you've always wanted to investigate but have yet had the opportunity to do so?
Well, as far as here in Indiana or anywhere?
Anywhere. I mean, I'd like to keep it within the U.S. Everybody wants to go to Germany or, you know, whatever, got that. What about here in the U.S.?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I would love to get a chance. We were just on vacation in California, and I'd love to, when we went to visit Alcatraz, I would love to get a team out there because, you know, I wasn't even thinking, and I had one of my, you know, one of our shirts on, and when those people, when the Rangers saw my shirt, they were asking me about the group, and then they started telling me stories. And I have, yeah, it's just a matter of finding the right people and catching them at the right time to get us the okay to, then of course then we got to get the money together to get out there and all that stuff. So, but I'd say probably Alcatraz would be a big one.
Annette, what about you?
Oh, there's two places that are kind of on my list. There's the Stanley Hotel.
Okay, yeah.
In Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to go to that place. And then there's this place called the Cal Neva Resort and Casino. Half of it is on the Nevada side and half of it is on the California side.
Okay.
And so there are just stories of mafia people haunting the place. There's a small child. They say they see JFK and Marilyn Monroe because at this place, that's actually where Marilyn Monroe and John F. Kennedy would secretly meet.
Ooh.
And there's a tunnel that goes to this little bungalow where Marilyn would stay, and that's how JFK would get to her without anyone seeing. Huh. And I had seen this on the Travel Channel it was a couple of Halloweens ago.
Mm-hmm.
They were showing this special. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I'd love to go there. So that's kind of my next little place, the next time I get out there. So hopefully I can at least stay there, if not take the whole group.
Now, if you were talking to my wife right now, she'd probably say anywhere in Charleston, South Carolina, because she's just mesmerized by that place. And I'd have to agree with her. There's probably a lot going on there, too.
Now, Bob, does your wife investigate?
Yeah, she comes occasionally. Mm-hmm. For the most part, she's kind of the one that keeps us all in check. You know, when we come home with evidence and stuff, she's mm-hmm. like, okay, let me hear it, let me see it. And we kind of call her our team skeptic. So we figure if we get her raising an eyebrow, then we probably actually really found something. And the sad thing is she works every Saturday, so, you know, mm-hmm. whenever we do these meet and greets and stuff, she's never able to come. And I've been wanting her to come for so long, it's just so everybody can meet her, so I can show that there actually is a Mrs. Newkirk. And, you know,
yeah, because we're starting to doubt the mysterious Mrs. Bob.
She's in hiding.
Normally she comes with us, like if we're doing some traveling, like she came with us to Loveland, and you know, if we're doing someplace that's like out of state or someplace like that, she's right there with us.
That's awesome. So you guys truly are a ghost hunting family, Bob.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's top to bottom, all you know. And you met Jason, so you know what he's like.
Oh,
so.
that's the son.
Yeah, the son. I wanted to get his name out there so everybody knows his name. Jason. Yeah,
no, he's just the son.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
But awesome, guys. So let's give out your website again so that everybody has it.
Www. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to go?
No,
ahead.
Go ahead.
You
no, you can do it.
www.indieghosthunters.com.
Okay, and then the event is at the Hannah House, which is the Hannah House, or no, the Hannah Mansion. .org. Yes. And that's going to be this Saturday night, October 11th. Again, Annette, quick rundown, who's going to be there?
Okay, it's going to be Crossroads Paranormal Radio, woo! Of course, broadcasting live. Ghost Hunting 101 with Mary Ellen and Jason, the Naptown Roller Girls, the Evil Joy Burlesque Girls.
Oh, boy.
And the band's name that we can't really say because it's a bad word.
Itch Slap.
Yeah, well, Itch Slap. Yeah, there we go.
So it's going to be a great time. We are looking forward to being able to get together with you guys again. So if you guys are going to be in Indianapolis, if you're in the sound of my voice, you're going to be in Indianapolis, we better see you there.
That's
at
right.
The Hannah House.
That's right, because we've got your pictures.
Yeah.
And we know where you live. No, I'm just kidding. It's just me kind of going off the deep end again. Sorry.
Well, we had over 400 people at the meet and greet.
Oh, the meet and greet was an absolute amazing event. Thank you guys so much for putting that on. That was just unbelievable.
But I want this event to top it.
Well, we'll do our best. If you guys are there, we probably will.
Oh, please.
Well, I will tell you to keep your calendars somewhat free next year. We have a lot of things going on.
Oh, a ton. And we'll get you some dates as soon as we have them.
Definitely hope to see you at a lot of them.
All of them?
Well, the ones within state here.
Okay.
Yeah, all the ones we have. Yes, yeah, absolutely. But,
yeah, they don't get off the hook. Yeah. They no.
But, yeah, there's going to be even more next year.
Yes. Yes, we got a lot of things we're working on, so.
Well, just let us know the dates, and we'll be there, and it'll just be a blast like it always is.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome, guys. Okay, well, we're going to let you go. I have something else I need to cover before we go off air, but I want to thank you guys for joining us tonight. As always, it's a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with you guys again this coming weekend.
That's right.
Well, thank you guys, and we'll see you Saturday.
You bet. Yep. Take care, guys.
Good night, all.
Thanks.
Good night. All right, Mike, there's something I wanted to touch on that I think is really important, and it's a foundation that has been started, and it's the Foundation to Eliminate Paratardation.
Oh, yes.
In the paranormal world, a hideous affliction befalls many people. They are possessed and driven to harm and lie and attack. For some, the sickness is only a temporary event, mild paratardation. Unfortunately, for others, it has become a lifelong affliction. It's unclear why this crippling disease is so common in the paranormal community. Many theories abound. It's just not fully understood at this time. Current research has shown that the condition is aggravated in the presence of a faceless, anonymous medium, such as the Internet. More and more, the disease seems to be spread by blog and chat. Kind, gentle, good people become vicious and hateful many times, attacking friends for no reason other than causing a stir. Some cases have become so severe, intervention seems to be the only cure. Yes, paratardation is curable, but it takes large doses of reason and ethics to overcome it. Please join us as we seek to battle this affliction. Add the paratardation banner to your website, letting paratards know that they're not welcome on your site. If you think Ghostbusters was a documentary, you may be a paratard. And the scariest thought for a paratard, you'll get from life what you deserve. So, guys, if you want to support paratardation, just head on over to www.paratardation.com. Yeah. Bill Chappell introduced us to the Paratardation Foundation.
We got
Foundation.
The ribbon on our site.
So... I love it. I just think it's absolutely terrific. So head on over and grab that banner. Actually, and it's really funny because up on the very top, it says paratards be gone. So head on over and grab the paratardation ribbon and place it on your website. All right. Save us, Mike. Actually, before we do that, next week, really excited to have Rose Pressy.
Yep. Coming back.
We haven't had her on for a long time. Chris, I know I'm going to butcher your name.
Balanzo. I believe so.
He is from
Balzano.
Paranormal Crossroads.
Yeah. Puck Wedgie guy.
That's right, the Puck Wedgie guy. October 26th, Bishop Dan. November 2nd, Scott Michaels. November 9th, Shannon, I know I'm going to pronounce your last name wrong, Falkies. She is the Joy Counselor, so it's going to be a fun show. November 16th, Catherine Ramslin. November 30th, Brian from Ghost Hunters and Ghost Hunter International. December 7th, Bill Bean. December 14th, Stephen LaChance. We are booked.
Yep.
Booked.
And two more, and I don't even have them up. So
yeah, so...
we are booked through the year.
Yep. We're going to start scheduling in January, so don't forget. And also next week, we will give a recap of the After Hours event hosted by the Indie Ghost Hunters in the Hannah Mansion. So, guys, until next week, be safe, have fun, and we'll see you at the crossroads.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Crossroads Paranormal Radio. We know you enjoyed the show. We're breathing life into the paranormal community, talking about the ghost activity. Come again and we'll have a new case. We'll be here next week, same time and place.